What was going through your mind as soon as you came off the bench as a substitute in that second half and the ball drops to your left foot?
To be honest with you, at first I thought I was just going to put it back across the box, but I realised how close I was and I thought, you know, I'll just smash it and see where it goes. It might take a deflection and it might go in.
They didn't mark you, did they, after you took that throw in? Seemed to be like the Lone Ranger almost.
Straight in, throw in, it's being headed back out, so I thought, I'll just hit it. Why not?
Be one of those ones that you look back on over and over again,
won't
you?
I've got it on tape on Sky Plus, so I'll keep watching that.
But I mean, for you to score as well on such an occasion as this, biggest game for the club since 1968, the scoreline isn't great, but you must be ecstatic at the moment.
Yeah, I'm buzzing inside, you know. It's just nice to get a goal against, you know, a League One side, especially to come off the bench and score within, 15 seconds of my first touch. Wasn't it?
I spoke to Adam Flynn before the game and he said this is the stage you all wanted to be as youngsters. You all wanted to be on the television and that sort of thing. Now that you've sampled it, what did you make of it?
Oh, brilliant. It's nice, you know. It'd be nice to play in front of crowds like this every week, you know, 5,000, 6,000 people. It'd be unbelievable.
I mean, the crowd was, I don't know, jumping after the first equaliser and then after the second equaliser.
Yeah, it was. The whole ground was buzzing. You know, it was just a shame that we conceded straight after we scored the goals.
Would you say it was the quality in the end of Sheffield Wednesday that probably took its toll? And how did you see it as a player?
Yeah, they don't stop. They just keep going and going and going. And with us tiring and stuff like that, then you know they start. Once they get hold of the ball, it's hard to get it back off them. And they had great delivery going into the box as well.
And that was a problem, wasn't it? As well, it seemed as though Southport either overloaded the front post or overloaded the back post,
it
seemed to get punished.
Pieces, wasn't it? Really, you know, that's where we scored a few of our goals from set pieces, and they done it to us today. It was just slack marking to concede five at home, you know, but you're playing against a quality side.
What do you take from this now? Do you take away the happy moments and try and focus on those and go into the game in midweek?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah, take all the happy moments out of it and just you've got to move on now. I've got to put that to bed, and you know, would have been nice to go through, but we've lost, so we're out. We've got to concentrate on the cup game on Tuesday and then the league on Saturday.
Just thinking about when you qualified for this round of the competition, when you beat Wrexham 2-1, I suppose even though a 5-2 defeat occurs at home, it was well worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Well worth it to play against Sheffield Wednesday. You know, you've seen some of them players playing in the Premiership, haven't you? Like Neil Mellor, there's Nicky Weaver, there's a few of them, so it's nice to play against them. Be a part of the game, really.